Hi guys, and welcome back to another week with your chronically online internet bestie Jackie. I feel like I'm finally getting that opening down pat. It was a bit rocky at the start, but I'm getting better at it. How is everybody doing? How am I doing? Let me just catch you up on the past couple of days. I feel like I've had a busy week. I feel like I say this every week, but I have had a busy week. I went to Sydney. I went to Sydney for an event with Clinique. It was so fun. It was a whirlwind trip. I was there for 24 hours. And I've told you guys before, obviously, you know that the flight is not exactly the quickest flight and there's the time difference. So when I got back, I was literally exhausted. But it was such a fun trip because I got to go with my friend Roge, who I'm sure you all have heard of before. We have so many fun memories together, and every time we do a trip together or go somewhere together, it's so fun. And I'm actually so excited to say that, hopefully, fingers crossed, next week on the pod, she will be a guest. She'll be my first podcast guest. We are going to the F1 together in Melbourne this coming weekend, and we've made it our mission to film a podcast or two. We really want to film it like how, you know, how Alex Earl does those like sort of vlog style podcasts where there's like footage and audio and it's a whole experience. You really get a feel for what's going on. I really want to try and film it like that. And if we can't, I am saying this now so I hold myself accountable. We will film it as a podcast and then I will upload a vlog of the weekend. I really want to get into my vlogging era. I've been saying this for months and honestly, there is no excuse because it's not that hard to just film. The reason why I find it hard is because when you film for TikTok, it's portrait. When you film for YouTube, it's landscape. So you sort of have to film two different ways. I'm acting like that's super difficult. It's definitely not. I'm just lazy. Like there's no other way around it. But I'm holding myself accountable. I'm telling you guys so that you, if I don't do it, literally message me and be like, why didn't you upload that vlog? We've been waiting for the vlog. And I also think it'll be a fun weekend to be able to look back on. So I'm flying to Melbourne this week on Thursday. And then Friday I have a day off, but I'm doing like organizing my outfits. Then Saturday I'm going to the F1 with Benefit. So excited. Like I'm so excited to go to the F1. And then Sunday I'm going with dermal therapy and that's the day that Roge and I are going together. And I'm bringing my dad as well. Bring your dad to work day. It's going to be such a fun weekend. I'm honestly excited for it to be cooler weather. I'm really hoping it's going to be cold. Let me just quickly check. I can't believe I'm saying that, like says no one ever, but when you live in Perth, it's exciting for it to be a little bit cold. Oh my God, yes, it's going to be 20 degrees, top of 20. That's like honestly ideal because it's not freezing, but you can wear a jacket. I just feel like whenever you can layer and wear a jacket, your outfit looks 20 times better. It's a little bit hard to go all out and have a really cute outfit and just have, you know, be sweating. Like it's just not the vibe. So yeah, you'll hear all about it next week. When we went to Sydney, Roge and I stayed in a hotel together. We stayed at the Crown Towers. In wherever it is, it's so beautiful, that hotel. I think it's literally just been renovated. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's a whole new hotel or if they've just done a whole renovation. Either way, it's stunning. The bathrooms in that hotel are so beautiful, like white marble and good lighting. It's so hard to come by good hotel lighting and good hotel bathrooms. I don't know why I always say this to my friends, but why do hotels never have really aesthetically pleasing bathrooms? Because obviously people go and stay, like not every single person's going in a hotel to film Get Ready With Me videos. That's like naive of me to think or say. But you would think that hotels would want it to be a light and bright and like aesthetic space. A lot of hotel bathrooms are black. And I don't know if that's like a keeping it, not being able to see it dirty or something. I don't know. We need to look into this. And a lot of hotel decor is also always dark. Maybe it's a cleanliness thing. I'm not sure, but these ones are stunning. If you're looking for somewhere to go and just have all the vibes. Definitely stay at the Crown Towers in Sydney. They were stunning. So we went out to the event. Roja's mum came with us. She's such a cutie. I love her. We had a relatively chill time at the event. It was a really fun event. It was to promote the price drop of the Moisture Surge moisturizer. I love that moisturizer. It's just so gentle. And then afterwards we were like, oh, should we go get a drink? So we went and had a drink at this place called the Caterpillar Club in Sydney. And it's sort of like you walk downstairs and it's giving like a New York grungy bar vintage feel. It was really nice. And we looked at the menu and we were both saying to each other, like, well, let's branch out and try a drink that's not a margarita. And we ordered this drink and it was like supposed to be a twist on a margarita. It had tequila in it. It was like, honestly, guys, I don't know. It came and I already knew it was going to be bad. It was like that deep red color was giving Negroni. I hate Negronis. Took a sip. It was the most bitter drink I've ever drank in my life. And I was like, this is why you don't stray from what you know. If it's not broke, don't fix it. I don't know why we decided to order something else. And it wasn't a cheap cocktail either. It was like a $30 cocktail. Like, I don't know, regrets. But then we ended up going back to Crown Towers and there's a Nobu in there. Like, we walked in and we were like, oh my God, should we go have dinner at Nobu? So obviously we went and had dinner at Nobu. If you ever get the chance to eat at Nobu, you have to order the Wagyu tacos. When I first tried these, Nathan and I were in, oh my God, where were we? Monaco, bougie, and it was life-changing. I love Wagyu meat, whatever. Yeah, it's beef, right? Yeah, it's beef. I love Wagyu. It's like my favorite kind of beef. Obviously, you can't just have that on a regular basis. I'm not just like cooking up Wagyu at home. But when I go out, if it's on the menu, I'm always like, well, I really want to try that. But in my head, because it was like Wagyu tacos, I was thinking it was going to be like, and it's like a shared dish, like Nobu was like sharing. And I was thinking taco, it's going to be big. Comes out, this little taco is the size of, I'm trying to think what it would be the size of, like half the size of like a lip gloss. Like, it's tiny. It's like a teeny tiny little taco. And it has like the Wagyu beef in it. And it's, you can put the whole thing in your mouth in one bite. That's how small it is. But it's so yum. So if you ever get the chance to try it, definitely do. So we ordered those. And now that I knew what size they were, it wasn't as much of a shock. But the first time I was like, oh, is that, that's the whole dish? Okay, no worries. They're so yummy though, so I will forgive that. So we had Nobu for dinner. We had margaritas. And then we went back up to our hotel room, and honestly, this is just like the funnest night, in my opinion, where you're with one of your friends, you've got a hotel room. We went back up there. We had opened a bottle of champagne before we went to the event, but we didn't really have time to drink any of it. So when we got back upstairs, we're like, we may as well finish the champagne because it's been opened. So we did just that. We filmed, Roj, if you're listening to this, I'm patiently waiting for these videos to be uploaded. They're not on my phone, they're on Roj's phone, but we filmed like our ideal mini bar, like what we'd put in a mini bar. Then we filmed, would you rathers. We picked 5 would you rathers each and then we quizzed each other. And I honestly have zero recollection of any of these videos being made, but I know they were made and they probably shouldn't see the light of day, but they might. And we were just having so much fun. Like, we were filming TikToks, we were drinking, we were just like yapping on, like talking shit. It was like 2 a.m. and then I start smelling smoke, like really strong burning smelling. And I was like, Roj, what is that smell? And she was like, I can't smell anything. And I was like walking around the room, like just sniffing, being like, there's something burning in this room. I was thinking maybe I left my curler on. No, maybe something like one of our phone chargers is like short circuiting. Guys, you know me. I am a chronic overthinker. I am a chronic panicker. If something is going wrong, I think the worst. And I was just like, nah, we need to get out of this hotel room. My spidey senses are saying the hotel is on fire. We were on like the 22nd floor, like that's high. I was just spiraling. And Rose was like, Jackie, just have a drink of water and just relax. Like, it's going to be fine. And I was like, no, it's not going to be fine. Is anyone else like this? Honestly, it's painful. So I decide I need to call reception and ask what's going on. Because I was like, I'd rather just have the peace of mind. So I call reception. I'm like, hey, like, our room smells like smoke. And he was just like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah, like, what's the go with that? And he was like, I'll come up. And I was like, okay, cool. So he knows that it might smell like smoke, so maybe there's something going on. So I was like, that's perfect, he's coming up. He comes up to the room, comes into the room, and he's just like walking around, and he has like this spray bottle of, like, I'm gonna say it was like Ajax, like it was like a kitchen spray, and he's just like spritzing it like up into the air, like everywhere, all over the hotel room. Rose and I were like trying not to like die of laughter, because he was taking it very seriously, and I appreciate the seriousness because I needed that in this moment. But it was just so fucking funny because he was just walking around the room with a spray bottle, spraying everywhere. And then I was saying to him, like, you know, if there was like a fire, like there would be an alarm, right? And he was like, you're in a 6-star hotel. If there is a fire, you will know about it. And I was like, oh, are you sure? And he was like looking at me like I was literally so insane, which I am. And then I got into my bed. He was spraying around the room for like, it felt like a whole hour. By this point, I like got into my bed because I was so tired. And he's like just spraying like around the bed, whatever. Rose is like pissing herself laughing. And then he leaves and both of our beds are just drenched with this spray. It was like kitchen spray. Oh, and as he was leaving, he was like, do you want to keep the spray? And we're like, no, take the fucking spray. We don't need anything to do with this anymore. It's the room is drenched. The floor was drenched. Our beds were drenched. Safe to say, there was no fire. I immediately fell asleep as soon as he left. And it was just a classic me moment. But I posted it to my story because Rose like filmed me being unhinged. And so many people messaged me being like, I'm so glad that it's not just me that acts like this. And I was like, thank you. I feel vindicated. Is that the word? I feel like you guys just get me, you know, because I am fully insane. Also, it got me thinking about all the other times. I mean, we can't talk about this for too long because I've got too many times where I've spiraled, but I often spiral when I travel because I just like, I feel like something bad is going to happen all the time. Like, this is definitely a product of my like OCD as well, because I'm always just thinking the worst and I get into like a really negative thought pattern. But it reminded me of when Nathan and I were staying in Paris, and I was convinced, or first of all, like when we first got to Paris, we got the train there from Amsterdam, and when we first got there, we came out of the train station and we just got in a car. Like, I don't think we got an Uber, we just got a car, maybe it was a taxi, I can't remember. Mm-hmm. We got in a car and we said where we were going, and the guy was just driving and he was just speaking French and he was on the phone to someone, and I was just like, nah, my gut is telling me it's giving taken, like we're not gonna make it through. I was texting Nathan being like, I don't feel safe, and he's just like, shut up. Like, this is a story of my life, like not in a mean way, just he just knows that I'm fully unhinged and I always think the worst, but I'll never do anything about it. Like, I would never be someone to be like, pull the car over, I'm getting out, I feel unsafe. I would just like get kidnapped because I'm too like awkward to be like, excuse me sir, I want to get out of the car, I feel sad and scared. Like, that just wouldn't happen. I would literally just get kidnapped. Anyway, we are driving and I'm like recording him because I'm like, we need evidence in case, you know, we do go missing, whatever. They'll track the phone and there'll be a video on there and they'll know. And then we get to the hotel and it was like all fine. Then we like go into the hotel and there was someone that like brought our bags up to the room. And I can't remember what happened, but there was a guy that was acting really strange. He worked at the hotel. He was wearing like a hotel uniform. He was like a bellman or whatever. And I was looking, I was like feeling a bit weird. And I was looking out our, like, you know, that little hole that's in the door of your hotel room. I was looking out the door, I mean the hole, and he was just standing there. And I was like, what's he doing? And I like got so scared that I moved away from the like door. Cause I was like, fuck, what if he can see me? But he obviously can't because there's just the hole. So he would have had to be staring into the hole to look, but he was just standing at the door, like possessed. And I got so scared that I like stopped looking. And then I was like, Nathan, look. And then Nathan looked and he's gone. And I'm like, okay, so I am insane. And then the next time I looked, like later on, he just was walking past the hallway. And I was like, what's he doing? Like, he's literally scoping out our room and he's going to like come and kidnap me. And seriously, something bad is going to happen. So that night I put all of our bags in front of the door. And I was like, if he's going to come in, he's going to trip over like a billion bags and then we'll have time to get up. I am so, I like, it's not funny, but it's funny because it's just so unhinged of me. Like, I don't know why I'm so scared all the time. People give me a reason to be scared. Why are you standing outside of our fucking hotel room? Sorry, I'm getting heated. This stuff just annoys me because I'm like, I wouldn't be scared if you weren't doing the weird, like, thing you're doing. Like, why are you standing outside the hotel room? Are you gonna knock? Like, he just walked off. I'm like, yeah, what's going on? Like, I don't know. I seriously spiral. If you guys have any times like this, please like DM me them because it'll make me feel better that I'm actually, maybe don't, because then I'll have more things to spiral about. Actually, no, do. I don't mind it. I don't mind, like, I'm used to it. Like, I'm totally used to spiraling about every single situation I'm ever in. So let's add some more to the rotation, shall we? All right, let's get into my weekly recommendations. The Gentleman, I'm pretty sure that's the show. It's on Netflix. It's the one with Theo James. I'm pretty sure, well, I know there is a movie as well with, is it Matthew McConaughey? I can't remember. But Nathan and I watched I think it's called either Gentleman or The Gentleman. Watched it over the weekend, binged the whole thing. So good. Theo James is obviously incredibly hot, so it makes it a lot easier to watch. It's definitely one of those shows that I feel is sort of aimed more at men, maybe. I don't know, there's no romance in it is what I'm trying to say. So for me, I'm always like, get into stuff more if there's like a little bit of a side romance. There's none, so don't get your hopes up, which is quite upsetting. I'm like, that's a missed opportunity. But it was really good. It was like funny but weird, but also like there's twists and turns, and then it's just like a good watch. Some of the episodes are really long though. I don't know if it's just me, but my attention span is quite literally zero these days. Like, I really struggle to watch something if it's like an hour. I'm pretty sure some of the episodes go for like an hour or like 45 minutes, 50 minutes, whatever. For me, that's long. I think that's why I loved One Day so much, because the eps were like 25 minutes. I'm like, that's, you just like speed through them. But these are a bit longer. It is really good. The main girl in it is also from Skins, which made me be like, I need to rewatch Skins, because I think I watched Skins when I was literally like 16, 17, and I haven't seen it since. And I remember it being literally iconic. I can't even really remember what the plot line is, but it's so good. And she's in it as the main girl. So I was like, I need to rewatch Skins. So definitely The Gentleman if you're looking for something to watch. Second recommendation is this place in Sydney. It's called Milkman Cookies. I've actually never been there, but they sent me cookies. And oh my God, guys, these cookies are insane. I'm pretty sure you'd be able to order them online, because if they've sent them to me here in Perth, that must mean they send them everywhere. I got sent them ages ago. And I don't know if this is like a bit gross, but I've just had them in the fridge. And then because Nathan was away when I got sent them, and then I was like, I'm going to make sure I save them so we can have them together. I'm so thoughtful. And then when he got back, we have been having them. And sorry, I'm having indigestion. Why does this happen every time? We've been like putting the oven on, opening one and putting it in the oven, and then you eat it and it's like warm. But the cookie is like still sort of cookie dough-ish. Like the outside's like crunchy and yum, and then the inside's like cookie dough. Oh my God, guys, these cookies are insane. Like, I can't even explain it. Like, they're so delicious. It's such a good sweet treat. Nathan and I have just been like halving one like after dinner. Oh my God. It's so good. Highly recommend. Definitely get them if you can. They are absolutely delicious. Last recommendation is another show. I told you guys that I've started watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I'm now obsessed with it. The first season was a bit of a long slog because, as I said, you don't really know the characters as much. I didn't really have any like favorites yet. Some of them were a bit weird, and the whole Mormon thing, I was just trying to wrap my head around that whole vibe. Now I'm on season two. For me, with Housewives, the reunions are always the best. And I think the reunion from season one really just sent it home for me. I am all in now. They started off season two as well with like a big scandal about one of the wives going to jail. And I already know that one of them does. So I'm like, this is crazy. But it's so good. Definitely watch it. As I said, I'm pretty sure there's only four seasons. So it's not like some of the other ones where you feel like you're so behind. Like if you wanted to watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, there's like 12 seasons or something. So it's a long commitment. This one, there's not as many, so you can catch up quickly. So I recommend that. I also watched the last episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion, and it was so good. And now we've officially got confirmation that Kyle and Mauricio are no longer together, and also that he cheated on her. Scandal. I'm so disappointed. I already, like, obviously we sort of had been alluded to that, but I'm so sad for them. I feel like they were my favorite couple on the show, minus Lisa and Ken. I love Lisa and Ken. But I'm really sad for her, and she seems really upset about it, and just, oh, it would be horrible. So definitely watch that too if you're a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fan. Sometimes people tell, well, Gabby told me she never watches reunion shows. And I'm like, the fuck? Like, that's the best part about these shows, because they're not scripted. And it's not that the whole show is scripted, but that's the best bit. You have to watch the reunion. Like, oh, it's so good. It's seriously so good. Next thing on my list. Today is like I'm going through my list. I'm doing a little not. I'm just yapping. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just talking shit. I need to get this off my chest to someone. And Lord knows I'm not going to therapy, even though I fucking should. So I'm telling you guys. I have been doing this thing for about, oh God, I don't know, maybe like a year, where I wake up and I'm screaming, or I'm like convinced someone's in the room, or I'm just really scared and it's getting really annoying. If anyone has struggled with this or dealt with this, please let me know. I just bought the Let Me Sleep stuff from Kourtney Kardashian's vitamin brand, because I saw a girl talking about how they send her into like the deepest, most peaceful sleeps of her life. And I'm like, I need that, because I feel like I'm constantly just baseline sleeping. Like I'm in REM the whole time, and if a leaf drops, like I'll wake up. Anyway, last night I don't know what happens to me, but I just get so scared. Like, I felt like I was actually having a heart attack last night, because I woke up in such fear, and then my chest was like hurting and was feeling so heavy. And I actually Googled, wait, I'm pretty sure if I go to my page, it'll be, yep, last thing I Googled, can I have a heart attack at 30? That was me. I'm so unhinged, but my heart was killing. I was like, oh my God, I'm absolutely spiraling right now. And then, as if it wasn't bad enough already, the first thing that pops up is, yes, heart attacks are on the rise in patients aged 20 to 30 years old. Not long ago, heart attacks were primarily a problem faced by older adults, and it was rare for anyone younger than 40 to have a heart attack. Now, 1 in 5 heart attack patients are younger than 40. Cool. Thanks a lot, Google. So then I couldn't get back to sleep for like an hour. Was spiraling about that. My chest was feeling so heavy, and I was wondering if I call the ambulance, how long they're going to take to get here, because I'll probably die before they get here. Oh my God, I need to go to therapy. I'm so unwell. I seriously, the thing with me is, I've told you guys this before though, if I went to like therapy and I was just like, I'm scared I'm going to die, they'll just be like, everyone is, you know, like, I don't know. I really hope these Let Me Sleep things work. But then I also get paranoid that I'll be in such a deep sleep that I won't wake up. Oh my God. Someone needs to literally like hit me over the head with something. So I like calibrate. Oh my God. Calibrate. I need a lobotomy. That's what I need. If they still did those, I would be a candidate for that. I did an alcohol weekend this past weekend. Actually, I lie. I'm literally lying. I had a glass of fucking wine yesterday. I'm such a liar. Oh my God. What's wrong with me? In my head, that's an alcohol-free weekend because I didn't go out and get obliterated, because Roj and I got obliterated on Wednesday night in Sydney. So I was like, I want to have a weekend of doing absolutely nothing. I did all my laundry. I watched bulk Gossip Girl. Side note, somebody messaged me. I posted the clip from Gossip Girl where Lily and Bart Bass are getting married in season one. Someone messaged me. Spoiler. I was like, girl, be so for real right now. This is season one of Gossip Girl, which came out 17 years ago. I literally Googled it 17 years ago. That's also fucked. And she's telling me, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Wait, 17 years ago? That can't be right. I was like, Jackie, that is definitely not right. Wait, let me just quickly fact check myself, because that's fucked. Gossip Girl came out in 2007. Let's do some quick maths. Not in my head, because I can't do that. 2024 minus 2007. 17 years ago, what the fuck? Okay, I was right. My brain was not leading me astray. Gossip Girl came out 17 years ago, and she has the audacity to DM me and tell me no spoilers. And also, where was the spoiler? Lily getting married to Bart Bass. Whoa, chill out. That's like, I honestly don't reckon you could even give any spoilers for Gossip Girl, because everyone dates everyone. Everyone marries everyone. Everyone's related. You just never know. Like, never let them know your next move. That's Gossip Girl, because everybody literally dates everybody. So I was just taken aback by the whole no spoilers. I seriously think if something has been out for 5 years, you can spoil. Like, how haven't you watched Gossip Girl? That's the bigger question here. Okay, then my next dot point is, I saw these young female pilots at the airport when I was flying back to Sydney. I mean, back to Perth from Sydney. And for some reason, I got like super emotional. I was like, whoa, I don't know why I've never thought about this before, but like, girls fly planes, obviously. Never thought about that before. Like, that needs to be rewired in my brain. And also young girls, they would have been younger than me. Like, they would have been early to mid 20s, and they were pilots. Like, they were boarding a plane to fly it. And I was like, whoa, I feel like this is girlhood. You know what I mean? Like, there's girls that have pilot jobs. That's insane. Like, in my head, a pilot, this is bad, but in my head, a pilot is a man, and an old man at that, not a young, cool girl. I'm like, this is so slay. Maybe I would feel more confident on getting on a plane if I had a young female pilot. Like, I just felt immense, like, proudness. I was super hungover as well. I was at the airport and I was like having those hot sweats. Oh, I was down bad. I always get a Powerade when I'm feeling like under the weather, and usually brings me back to life. I took a Valium because I was at that point. I was like, I'm so anxious. I'm like sweating and like, I need to calm myself. And the Valium tablets that I have are not coated. Well, I don't know if they're all like that. I'm not sure, but they're not coated with anything. So it's literally just like it's just like raw dogging the stuff basically. Like, it's in a shape, but it's not like coated. Anyway, I put it in my mouth, and I'm really bad at swallowing tablets. This is one of my triggers for my emetophobia. I don't know why. When I was young, I've told you guys this story before, but when I was younger, I had to take tablets when we were flying to Bali or somewhere similar, and we had to take malaria tablets as children. And I put one in my mouth, I went to swallow it, and it got stuck in my throat and was dissolving, and it tasted absolutely foul, and I vomited. And then ever since then, I've never vomited. I've been terrified of vomiting. I hate taking tablets. All my problems stem from this one moment in my life, which is seriously crazy how the brain forms such a fear. Anywho, I was at the airport, I put the Valium in, and I am someone who overthinks swallowing tablets. I know that I can swallow food and it's way bigger than a tiny tablet. These tablets are tiny. However, in my head, my esophagus turns into the smallest little hole. Nothing can go down. I get really anxious, and then therefore I can't swallow the tablet. Like, it'll just keep coming back up, and I'll be like, no, 3, 2, 1, swallow, 3, 2, 1, swallow, and it will never go down. Oh my God. So I was already stressed. I'm sitting at the airport, like waiting bit, like right before your gate. Heaps of people around. I put the Valium in my throat, go to swallow it, and it gets stuck in my throat. And I was like, oh my God, it's happening. It's happening. I'm going to vomit in front of everyone here. This is fucked. I'm literally never going to be able to leave the house again. So I like keep swigging more like Powerade. So I'm like, just get it down. Get it down. It was sitting like sort of in the back of my throat. And I was like, oh my God, just go. And then I just drank like half the bottle of Powerade. And I think it was gone, but the damage was done. I felt like it was still there. I could taste it. I could feel it. I felt like I was going to choke. I was like, this is seriously fucked. Someone's going to need to do the Heimlich mover on me in any second. Anyway, I obviously was fine. But it's the worst. Like, why does that happen to me? Why can't I just fucking swallow a tablet? Like, what? Why? What? Like, I need exposure therapy. I need all the types of therapy. I need exposure therapy, I need hypnotherapy, and I need regular fucking psychoanalysis therapy, because you girl is so unhinged and it's getting worse with age. So I need to like sort it. Okay, so today's topic, segue, today's topic, I thought we could talk about the differences between Perth and Melbourne. So I'm from Melbourne originally. I've moved to Perth. I've been here for like 4 years now, which is seriously crazy. I feel like I just moved. And I have noticed some differences. I've noticed differences in the way people talk. I've noticed differences in the slang. I've noticed differences in the vibes. First of all, we'll just talk about the vibes. To me, when I first moved to Perth, I was like, wow, this is like when you go to Sorrento or Portsea. It's like a small town. There's really cute vibes. The beach is close by. It's really nice. Everyone sort of knows everyone. That's the thing with Perth. Everybody has a connection to someone, which is seriously crazy. In Melbourne, I always tell this to people, like, I could have had a fallout with a friend or have broken up with someone and I will never see them again. Like, if we weren't in the same social circles, like, you won't. You might, but it's rare. I think it's rare. That you just wouldn't really have to worry about that, which is honestly ideal. Here, I also feel like it would be harder to date here because everybody knows everyone and everybody's got some sort of connection to people. A lot of the people that I've met here, like for example, my friend Shannon and my friend Taylor, they have mutual friends, but they didn't know each other before I met them and we'd gone out together. If that makes sense. If you did like a family tree of Perth, I think everyone would know someone from someone else's circle, which is mind-blowing and crazy, because back in Melbourne, you'd have friend groups and say if you start dating someone, you meet their friend group or whatever, you wouldn't know anyone from that friend group. And then if you broke up, you'd never see them again unless you became really good friends with someone in said friend group. But it, you know, you get what I mean. The other thing in Perth is we don't really have like, say in Melbourne, how there's like a street in Richmond where there's like a bunch of bars, a bunch of restaurants, a bunch of clubs. Or say for example, like Chapel Street, there's like a bunch of bars, a bunch of restaurants, shopping, food, clubs, you know, there's a lot on one street. In Perth, like, there'll be a restaurant and it'll sort of be like maybe the only thing on that street, or there'll be like a restaurant and then there'll be like shops next to it or something, but there won't be like, you could go to a restaurant and then be like, let's go to the bar next door after for some more drinks, or let's go to this club. It's sort of like you have to Uber to get places, which still annoys me to this day because I feel like there's so much missed opportunity here for hospitality. If you're listening, open something in Perth because it'll go off. Anytime something new opens here, it goes off because there's not that much stuff. And I feel like there's just such a missed opportunity because there's so many cool spots here. I don't understand why in Perth there's not more along the coast. Like, for example, in Cottesloe, there's obviously like a few restaurants like Il Lido and I can't even think of them off the top of my head. There's a few on that one strip. If you live in Perth, you know. But why isn't there more? Also, why isn't there beach clubs? Australia needs to allow beach clubs because Perth would absolutely heave if there was a beach club. Like, I'm thinking the type of beach clubs that are in Majorca. Imagine if they were in Perth. I just like, why can't Australians be trusted with drinking and water? Like, why are we all so unhinged? We need to, like, scale it back and so that we can have nice things. Like, this is why we can't have nice things, because stuff, bad stuff happens when there's alcohol involved. Another difference is obviously the weather. Perth is very, like, consistent with the weather. If it's hot, it's hot. If it's not, it's not. Like, if it's raining, it'll rain for, like, the whole month. If it's warm, it'll be hot for the whole month. Like, for example, this whole week is, like, 30 degrees every single day. In Melbourne, it would be, like, 16 degrees one day, 30 degrees the next, raining 1 minute, hailstorm the next, boiling the next. Like, that I do not miss, because it's so triggering not knowing what to dress for. It's good in Perth how you, like, you know, you sort of know what it's going to be like. Okay, things that I've learned in Perth about slang words. People here say, like, hell heaps. Like, they say, okay, wait, they say heaps and they say hell a lot. So I'll put it in a sentence. Someone would say, that's hell cool. I've never heard that till I came here. I was like, what do you mean, hell? Or they'll say, that's heaps cool. I'm like, what is that? When I first moved here, it was such a culture shock. I just remember that being one of my most noticed things. I met one of Nathan's friends, Fish, when I first moved here, and he says it heaps. Like, he said, oh, last night was hell good. Like, we had a hell good time. I'm like, what? It was a weird one to get used to. I haven't adopted it, but I do hear it a lot here. Another thing is people here say yak for if you vomit. Like, people will be like, oh, they yacked. I'd never heard that until I moved to Perth. I was like, what is yak? Culture shock. In Melbourne, I feel like we'd just say, like, vomited, or, like, what would we say in Melbourne? We would just say vomited. Like, oh, you vomited? You spewed? No, I don't even think you'd say spewed. It would be vomited. You were sick? Munted. No, we would say munted, maybe. I can't remember, honestly. The Melbourne in me is gone. Here they call it potato scallop. They call it potato scallop. We call it potato cake. Potato scallop, I didn't even know what the fuck that was. I was like, that sounds foul. What is that? I love potato cakes. Potato cake till I die. I would never call it potato scallop. I'm pretty sure they also call it palmy here. We call it palmer in Melbourne. Or maybe they don't. I can't remember. Some other main differences are in Perth, people think it's crazy. Well, it's not crazy, but if you drive somewhere like half an hour, that's like far, considered far here. In Melbourne, I would drive like an hour, and also you sit in a lot of traffic, so a lot of the time you're just driving for a long time. That wouldn't be considered weird. It would be considered weird because in Melbourne I lived like an hour out of the city. It was like 50 kilometers, so that's very far. But it wouldn't be considered weird if you're like, I'm driving from like Bayside to Richmond and it's going to take me 45 minutes because of traffic. Like, that's not considered weird. Here, if you're like, I'm driving, I have to go half an hour to go here, that's far. Like, I've gotten very used to everything being quite close, which is really nice. I love that. But then you can't really listen to long podcasts. So I go for a lot more walks now, so I can listen to podcasts. Sometimes car time is nice. I hate driving in traffic though. It makes me fully road rage and I unhinge. I'm the worst in traffic. And become a different person. But the driving and not having to drive too far and not having to sit in traffic is so nice. When I go back to Melbourne, I forget how crazy it is and just how many people there are. Also, I saw a TikTok the other day saying that Perth is apparently the most isolated city in the world. Wait, I need to fact check this because I was shook. Perth, isolated city. Oh my god, sorry, what? It says Perth's location has earned it the moniker. What? What does moniker mean? Wait, is moniker an actual word? Wait, I'll Google that after. Why do I keep saying Google? I will Google that after. Perth's location has earned it the moniker of the most isolated big city in the world. The closest large big metropolis, Adelaide, is 2,100 kilometers away. It was founded just under 200 years ago by Captain James Stirling. Blah, blah, blah. He named it after the city of Perth in Scotland. Wow. Things you know. Now let's Google what Monica means, because I didn't know this was a real word. Monica. Monica is a nickname or pet name for a person. People who are dating or friends often have monikers like Sweetie and Schmoopy. Some monikers are shortened versions of your name, e.g. Ed for Eddie. Athletes or other famous people have many monikers. What? Whoa. My brain is exploding right now. It means nickname. I'm sorry, guys. I'm having this conniption because of that game Monikers that I will not shut up about. Wow. The things you know. I think I'm going to leave it there. I've yapped on for way too long. I am so excited for next week's episode. I am going to be having Roj on. And then the following week, I'm forcing Gabby to do an episode with me. We're going to answer dilemmas. So if you have a dilemma, please email them through askinternetbestie@gmail.com and we will get to them for you. Love you all. Have the best week. Bye.